Today on the show, taxes. Lowering your taxes. What can you do to lower your taxes and keep more money in your pocket and give less to the government, to Mr. Uncle Sam? Let's talk about it. Welcome back to the channel, to the podcast, to the content that I'm bringing to you to help you become a smarter, stronger ADHDer with your money. Your money is so important to you. It's important for your life, for everything. So we're talking about taxes today, and I'm in a funny mood, so here we go. So Yvonne had a question from the Facebook community, ADHD Money Talk Facebook community. Links in the description or wherever we're going to put it. I don't know. So the question is from Yvonne. She says, how can I lower my tax bill? 401k is not an option. I have a state pension and contribute to a 403b. Only $4,000 a year. I max my FSA, $2,000 a year into that. Do you have any other tax saving tips? Great question. First thing I'm going to say is everything I'm about to say is not advice, not a recommendation, just a educational opportunity for me to talk about some things that could be done by someone somewhere. Not personal advice to you, because I don't have your whole picture, and that's what I would need to ever be able to give actual recommendation. Very important to know that. So with that said, let's talk about this. So often I find people are too focused or just very focused or just very averse to paying tax. So they want to pay less tax. They're like, ugh, the thought of paying one more dollar in tax is driving me nuts. But sometimes we're going to miss the forest for the trees in this situation, because it's important to keep in mind that in order to pay less in taxes, you usually have to have an outlay of money to somewhere. Sometimes that's giving money away. Sometimes that's making a business expense, you know, for your business to lower your taxable income. And sometimes that means locking your money up in an investment vehicle, such as your 403b, to get that tax benefit. So with that in mind, you want to make sure that before you implement any strategy, you're A, talking to a tax accountant, and really, though, making sure that there's no more important priority for these funds. So before you focus on trying to lower your tax bill, you want to make sure you have your emergency fund taken care of. You want to make sure you have no high interest debt. You want to make sure that the extra funds that you're going to be using to reduce your taxes don't have a higher order priority before you start focusing on tax. And also, tax planning is something to think about. Tax planning is different than just minimizing your taxes, because let's say that, for instance, and you know, within 2 years or so, you're expecting to get this huge promotion, your tax bracket's gonna jump up to a new level. You know, in that case, what you might wanna be thinking about for this year would be actually to pay more in taxes, because maybe you're gonna, instead of putting money into the 403b, you're gonna start a Roth IRA, pay tax now at that lower rate that you're at now, get the money in there so it can grow tax deferred and tax free. And then in 2 years, once your tax bracket goes way up, you're gonna say, okay, well now if I actually put money into a regular 403b, get the tax deferral, I'm paying no tax on my high rate. And that way I could take that money out maybe later in retirement when I'm at a low tax rate. So with tax planning, you're always trying to reduce or minimize your lifetime effective tax rate, not just trying to minimize your tax rate in any one given year. You have to take a longer term zoom out picture of everything going on. So that's just something to keep in mind, or just to understand, just so you can at least let that sink in. But yeah, so let's keep going here. So with all that said, to answer the question more directly about some things you can do to reduce your tax bill in the near term is, well, the first thing that I would be looking at or thinking about, the first thing that pops to my mind is that you have this 403b, and every dollar you put into the 403b is dollar for dollar reducing your taxable income. So at only $4,000 right now that you're contributing, you are leaving for 2024, $19,000 of income deferral on the table. And if you're over 50 years old, you're actually leaving an extra, I believe it's $7,000 extra dollars that you could be contributing. So let's say that you make $125 and have a 24% effective tax rate, and you contributed the whole $23,000 that is available. Should I do it the other way? 23? I don't know. That is available for 2024. Then your tax bill would be reduced by somewhere in the neighborhood of $6,000, because you've reduced your taxable income by $23,000. And that means that on that $23,000, you aren't paying 24% effective tax. Okay, so let's see what we can do besides that. So apart from this idea, you know, ways to reduce your tax bill potentially could come from seeing if there are any tax credits available for, you know, maybe it's like an energy efficient improvement to your home. So maybe, you know, you need to do some work to your house and you're like, okay, well, we got to do this. And there's a chance to improve our energy efficiency. So let's see if we can qualify for the federal tax credit, which I believe is up to $3,200, could be available to you. Or maybe if you need a new car and you like cars and you've kind of had your eye on an EV and you're in a financially strong position to be able to do that, then maybe you could consider buying an electric vehicle because there are still federal tax credits available for that. And just as a quick educational point, a tax deduction lowers your taxable income and a tax credit lowers your tax bill, your tax due dollar for dollar. So tax credits are more valuable than tax deductions, just as a rule, just as something to remember. And then, you know, beyond that, you know, there's things like charitable giving, starting a 529 for a kid. Just keep in mind with a 529, which is a educational account, it's not federally tax deductible. So the amount you put in won't be reducing your taxable income on a federal level. But I think most states will give you a tax deduction. Not all states, it varies by state. So that's something you'd want to look into for your state. And then the last thing that's coming to my mind as a reasonable thing to consider and explore is getting a high deductible health insurance plan where you could then attach a health savings account, also known as an HSA, to that, because HSAs are a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful thing. HSAs are amazing, amazing, because it's the one place where you can earn money, have money come to you and have the government not touch it, and then invest it and the government never touches it. And then you can take the money and you can use it for qualified health expenses and the government never touches it. So it's like the one place in life, financial life, where the government never gets his hands in the cookie jar, ever. It's beautiful. And so it's not for everybody, though. For instance, if you have health issues and you have to go to the doctor a lot, then you're likely going to have to be hitting up to that deductible every year, and every dollar you put into the HSA is going to come right back out for health. So HSAs make a lot of sense for people that are healthy and believe that they're going to be able to get through several years of having it where they don't need to use all of or even most of the money that gets put into it. So for single people, you can put in tax deductible, tax deferred, and ultimately tax free for health expenses, $3,850 a year, and for families, $7,750. And it's a triple tax benefit. It's underappreciated, and it's something to really consider. That will be able to reduce your taxable income and your taxes.